It's time now to go into the kitchen. Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. There's a hot grill. There's red meat. Let's go, Michaela.
Welcome back to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here today at the Dreamfinders Home Palms at Nocatee, which is a natural gas community. Today, I've got Chef Tony back from Publix, and I also have with me Imani Pollard today, who is the wife of Marcus Pollard, our the director of player engagement.
You got it.
So I got it right. What do we got today?
I want to be the director of something.
I know, and anything sounds good with engagement. Sounds
here we go. Right, I'm going to be the director of natural gas grilling. That's my new title.
That.
Got it.
Which I'm responsible for the engagement of what?
That ribeye steak.
Going out to the grill. That's what I'm talking about. That is right. This is a ribeye steak full of fat. Fat is flavor. That marbleization that's happening in there is a beautiful thing. But we're going to take it up just a little bit more. We're going to up the ante on our food. Are we ready?
We're ready.
No, that didn't sound like we're ready. Are we
ready? No, we're ready.
We're ready.
Right? You're going to be like, roar, we're ready. Break down, right? All right, so over here we have some sugar in the raw is what we're going to start with. Then we're going to move up to our chili powder, which has the blue cap on it. Open that up and pour some in. That's right. Boom, boom. Come on.
Boom.
I like you mean it.
Boom, boom.
There we go. Right, a little bit more. There we go. And then we're going to grab the cumin, and we're going to put some of that in there as well. Right? So if you've ever had tacos, this is the flavor of tacos.
Oh.
Right here.
Oh,
that's okay. What cumin is. So our steaks need to be salted. There's some salt and pepper. Go ahead.
Did I just jump in a hearse?
Oh, you're okay. Well, hey, look, we're all one team here, right? We pick it up for the next player, right? That's what we do. I'm going to have her flip the steaks.
Okay.
Look at that. See? Boom. It's like a handoff.
There you go.
Boom.
Oh, season it up again. Tell me, oh, how you like it. Oh, it's beautiful stuff. I'm a big fan. Now, you're gonna take that stuff, and you're gonna mix it up with your hand. Yeah, ooh. Get it in there, mix it up. Then you're gonna rub it all up on the ribeye. You're gonna be, get on the ribeye. Rub it in, that way it stays. Don't be bashful. It's mocking you right now. It says, tackle me already.
Excellent. Like in there?
You gotta do both, right? We gotta do both steaks here, yeah. So, the watermelon on the board.
Yes.
That is for a grilled watermelon salad, of which we'll put some crumbled goat cheese over with some, as well as some lettuce and a little balsamic glaze. Flip them over. They need to be seasoned on both sides. We get them seasoned on both sides. Where are we going to take it, Michaela?
We're taking it to the natural gas grill outside.
Natural gas, and we're going to grill it up. Right, for me, 4 minutes on each side over high heat. Take it off. It's ready to go. I love my steak at 125. Some people like it at 160. I say eat chicken if you're taking it that high. So that's our dry rub steak.
Awesome.
We're gonna eat it right on up.
It looks pretty good to me. For that recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.